It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hi there, it's Kyle Bailey. Mary Gilbert, our local real estate expert from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, Friday. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Happy to be here.
This week, the theme, something a lot of people are hearing about online and on the national news shows, headlines about real estate, the market's slowing down, buyers are pulling back, inventory climbing. Douglas County, though, things don't always move the same way as the national markets, right?
Exactly, Kyle. Real estate is incredibly local. So what's happening in Phoenix, Austin, or Miami doesn't automatically reflect what's happening here in Roseburg, Sutherland, Winston, or the surrounding communities. So Douglas County has its own rhythm, its own buyer pool, and honestly, its own lifestyle appeal.
So real estate, let's see here. People hear the headlines. They wonder, should I wait? Did I miss my chance?
Right. And the answer isn't one size fits all. So we're still seeing well-priced homes move. Buyers are still active. And we're also seeing sellers adjust expectations a little more strategically. That's actually creating opportunities for both sides right now.
All right. So let's jump in and see what's actually happening locally this week.
Yeah, so the first thing that jumps out is new inventory. We had 58 new listings this week, which is up from 52 the week before. That tells us sellers are still entering the market and feeling confident enough to list their homes.
And let's see, that means welcome news for buyers who've maybe been a little frustrated with limited options?
Yeah, absolutely. So more inventory gives buyers breathing room. They're not feeling quite as pressured to make instant decisions like we saw a few years ago.
What about pending sales?
Yeah, pending sales came in at 33 this week compared to 53 the previous week. So that's a noticeable slowdown week over week, but I always caution people not to panic over 1 week of numbers. Sometimes timing, holidays, weather, or interest rate conversations can temporarily affect activity.
Yeah, good point. I mean, Memorial Day week kind of throws things a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And we still had 35 sold properties this week. So that means homes are continuing to close and buyers are still moving forward.
I have also kind of noticed walking around town that some price changes kind of stay pretty active.
Yeah, so 47 price changes this week. That's consistent with the previous week. Sellers are becoming more strategic. Pricing correctly matters more now than it did when the market was extremely aggressive.
So does that mean maybe we're moving from emotional pricing to more realistic pricing?
Well, I like that. So that's actually a great way to put it. So buyers are paying attention. They're comparing homes. So sellers who price well and present their homes properly are the ones getting the strongest response.
What about homes coming back on the market?
Yeah, so we have 17 back on market properties this week. That can happen for several reasons. Financing issues, inspections, buyers changing direction. But for buyers, it can actually create opportunity because you get a second chance at a home you may have missed initially.
And expired listings dropped a bit too this week.
Well, yeah, expired listings move from 8 down to 5, and that's encouraging because it suggests sellers are either pricing appropriately or working through the process more successfully.
All right, Mary, so let's talk about this national versus local conversation. Why do Douglas County buyers and sellers need to be careful about assuming national headlines apply directly to them?
Well, because our market behaves differently. Douglas County attracts a unique mix of buyers. We have retirees locating here, people leaving larger metro areas for affordability, buyers looking for acreage, outdoor lifestyle, river access, vineyards, rural properties, all kinds of things that aren't necessarily reflected in big city needs. And one thing that does attract a lot of people is that VA hospital that we have here.
So somebody watching national news might think the whole market is crashing, but locally, that's really not the case.
Exactly. We're not seeing some massive collapse locally. So we're just seeing some normalization happening.
And what are the biggest mistakes sellers are making right now?
Well, honestly, it's pricing. So pricing based on last year's market or 2 to 3 years ago market. Buyers are savvy. They're comparing value carefully. So if a home sits too long, buyers start wondering what's wrong with it.
And what about for buyers?
Buyers, if they're just sitting and waiting for that perfect moment. I mean, interest rates fluctuate. Inventory is fluctuating. Nobody has that crystal ball. So the better question is whether buying makes sense for your personal situation right now.
And we still live in a place people genuinely want to be.
Yeah, people love the Umpqua Valley lifestyle. They want that space and the scenery, and they will want the community that we have.
And let's talk about some of the homes that are hitting the market right now.
Yeah, so this one is special. Located off Fisher Road, 175 Echo Canyon Lane. It's listed at $1,495,000. It's a Mediterranean-style estate that sits on 5 private acres with nearly 4,000 square feet of living space. So this is listed with Neil Hummel at the Neil Company.
Wow, amazing. What else has caught your eye this week?
Yeah, so let's look at a move-in ready home at 461 West Broccoli Street in Roseburg. It's offered for sale at $325,000. It's a charming cottage-style home that's been refreshed with new flooring, carpet, exterior paint. It's got that fenced backyard, plus mature landscaping, listed with Brennan Claus at Western View Homes Realty.
And some new construction in Sutherland.
Yeah, so 920 Fir Grove Lane in Sutherland. This is brand new, offered at $430,000. It's a single-level home. It's got vaulted ceilings, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, and that open layout that everyone's looking for. It's got mountain and valley views and low-maintenance landscaping and that covered patio, listed with Aaron Cherry at Oregon Life Homes.
And for people that love an acreage property.
Yeah, so this one's a great example. Over in East Sutherland, check out this home at 1971 East 6th Avenue. It's offered for sale at $585,000. It's on 9 all usable acres. The home's got an open concept layout, tons of windows to take in that view. There's room for animals, gardening, hobby farming, RV parking, and this home has been freshly updated. So it's move-in ready, listed with my partner, Sabrina Scheck-Snyder at the Mary Gilbert Group in Keller Williams.
And I see you've got another acreage opportunity in Sutherland, too.
Yeah, so this is at 946 South Kalapuya Street. It's offered for sale at $649,500. It's got over 2,000 square feet on 2.39 acres, so it's got modern finishes with that country living, quartz countertops, farmhouse sink, large walk-in shower. It's got the RV parking, room for a garden, one owner, custom style construction, and very thoughtfully designed, listed with Brittany Freeman and Susan Murphy at River Valley Realty.
If people want to go out and see homes in person, what do you have for open houses?
Oh, yeah. So this is a really cute one in Roseburg, in Hewcrest, walking distance to the YMCA, Stewart Park, and the bike paths, 1189 Northwest Linnaeus Way. And that's going to be open Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. It's offered for sale at $340,000. It's a single-level home, very comfortable, low-maintenance living in Hewcrest. It's had a lot of updates. Great house, worth checking out, with a nice big garage, and it's in a private little community. Hosted by Brett LaFrance with the Keller Williams and Mary Gilbert Group. So noon to 2 on Saturday.
What about Winston?
So then over in Winston, this is a really neat house. I just saw this one yesterday. 186 Wood Duck Street, open Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's offered for sale at $385,000, 1,600 square feet on one level with an open floor plan. It's got all new flooring throughout, so luxury vinyl through the living areas, brand new carpet in the bedrooms. And again, Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Jeannie Hackey at the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams.
And for people that are dreaming of space and views.
Yeah, so definitely you're going to want to check out 6404 Looking Glass Road. That's open Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is offered for sale at $975,000. It's 30 acres with a beautiful custom home. Brent Yop with Winston Realty is hosting that.
And one more in Roseburg?
Yeah, so actually 356 Dark Horse Street in Roseburg. That's going to be open on Sunday from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's $320,000 and great opportunity for buyers looking for a comfortable living in an established neighborhood, easy access to town. And one of my partners from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams will be there on Sunday.
All right, real quick, what's your biggest takeaway for listeners?
Well, don't let national headlines make decisions for you. Real estate's local in Douglas County continues to offer opportunities for buyers, sellers who understand today's market and work with good information.
And how do people connect?
And give us a call at 541-366-6080. You can visit us online at marygilbert.com or see us at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
That wraps up Local Real Estate Today, 9 o'clock.